Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow, this egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you might know we love a good detective story. Especially when the detective in charge has a habit of narrating their own thoughts.
I said in a dramatic way, hoping to pique the listener's interest.
But the detective in this next story, well, they might love it just a little bit more than the others. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Veda. I'm 10 years old and I live in Texas. This is my story, Detective Catherine Cat.
Detective Catherine Cat, bobo!
It was a dark, rainy night in the city, as I, Detective Catherine Cat, the world's greatest cat detective, read over cases in my office while enjoying some canned anchovies. Like every night, I was ready to solve anything that came across my desk. The evening had been pretty uneventful, so I decided to close up shop. When, suddenly, the door of my office flew open.
Hi, are you Detective Catherine Cat?
Depends who's asking. It was a dog. Not just any dog. A dog I had never met before. And not just any dog I had never met before. A dog I had never met before who was holding a paper which I could only assume was a case.
Okay, well, I'm Sarah Dog. Bark. I need a little help because I can't find my Kitty Macy poster. Do you listen to her? She's a really good singer.
Of course I listened to Kitty Macy, but I didn't want to seem so eager.
Kitty Macy? Yeah, I think I've heard of her. What's so special about this poster?
Well, it was autographed.
Autographed? How did you... I mean, cool. Let me guess, someone stole it and is holding it hostage until you pay a huge ransom and you need me to crack the case?
I don't think so. I just don't know where it is and could use some help finding it.
Right, because it's probably being hidden on a remote island in the secret lair of an evil mastermind?
Probably not. I think it's most likely around here somewhere.
I understand.
A missing Kitty Macy poster that was autographed? A terrifying villain that needs uncovering? The crime of the century? This sounds like a job for...
Detective Catherine Cat-Bobo!
Wow, you have your own theme song?
I wrote it myself. Kind of like a Kitty Macy of detectives, one might say.
Ooh, neat. You know, I once tried to write my own theme song, but...
Sarah Dog had no idea what happened to her poster, but I knew the one person who would want that autographed Kitty Macy poster more than anyone else. Evil Unicorn Amara. She collected posters, and I knew she would do anything to get more. Also, she lived across the street from me. But that's not important at the moment.
So, the poster was in my room on the wall 1 minute, and the next minute it was gone.
Sarah Dog, I know just where it is. Don't you worry.
Oh, well, I'm not that worried.
She was very worried. We needed to get to Amara's house before Sarah had a total meltdown. Sarah, let's go.
Okay.
Detective Catherine Cat-Bobo!
We took my detective car to Amara's house.
You know, that wasn't very far. Her house is literally across the street.
Sarah Dog, you're not wrong.
She was right, of course. I did live across the street, but I didn't get this cool electric toy detective car for my birthday just to not drive it.
It is a pretty cool car.
Thanks.
It was almost like Sarah Dog was reading my thoughts. I'd have to keep an eye on her.
Sarah, let's go knock on the door.
Ooh, they have a fountain in their yard.
Sarah Dog, don't drink that water.
Aw.
I know, Sarah Dog. We'll have some bottled water later.
Sarah and I were ready to give evil unicorn Amara a piece of our minds. But when the door opened, it wasn't Amara. It was a mysterious tall unicorn with long purple hair. She looked just like Amara, only taller and more mysterious. Maybe she was Amara's bodyguard, or her partner in crime. I knew that getting the truth wouldn't be easy.
Hi, I'm Amara's mom.
That was easy.
Are you two Amara's friends?
I guess you could say that, Mrs. Evil Unicorn Amara's mom.
Little did she know, we were not Amara's friends.
Amara, your friends are here.
My plan was totally working. Amara was not going to be happy to see me.
Hi, nice to see you.
Well, well, well. Evil Unicorn Amara, we meet again.
Oh, right, you're...
Detective Catherine Cat-Bobo!
Oh, you have a theme song? That's cool.
Thanks, I wrote it myself. Amara, let's cut to the chase. You have committed one of the worst acts on Earth, theft of an autographed poster.
Catherine, it's not that big a deal.
Or was it?
It really isn't.
Amara, we know you took Sarah Dog's poster, and we are here to get it back.
Wait, what poster was it?
It's a Kitty Macy poster.
And it was autographed!
Oh, okay, BRB.
I waited to see what stunt Amara would inevitably try to pull. Was she going to run away? Would she try to trick us with her words? Was she going to have her mom distract us with delicious homemade cookies? Was she going to...
Here it is!
Oh, thanks!
Sorry about that.
You're just going to hand it to us? Let me guess, when you saw Detective Catherine Cat at your door, you knew that it was only a matter of time before I figured out that it was you that stole the poster, and that I...
Oh, I didn't steal it. I was just taking a walk the other day, and I found this outside on the sidewalk near a garbage can. Also, you know I'm not evil, right? That's just my name. It's actually pronounced Eval.
Or was it?
It is. It's Greek.
Or was it?
No, it definitely is.
Hey, that's cool. You know, now that I think about it, I did leave my window open on a really windy day, and my dad does put our trash cans out by the sidewalk. My poster probably fell off the wall, blew out the window, and landed on the ground.
And I just took it home because I love posters.
Oh, I love posters too.
I love posters too.
I did, in fact, really love posters.
Well, it looks like I solved the case of the missing poster and also the case of who loves posters.
Hey, do you want to come up to my room and see my poster collection?
That sounds like fun.
Wow, that sure did sound like fun.
Fun for the two of them. But for me, it was time for me to head back to my office all alone once again.
Catherine, do you want to join us?
Do I want to join you to check out your cool posters?
You bet I did. I loved posters. And to be honest, I didn't have that many friends. Mostly because when I'm around people, I spend most of my time narrating in the past tense, which is frankly confusing and also a little weird.
I think it's sort of cool.
You do?
She did.
I do. Yeah, it's different, but different is cool. So you want to come in? My mom will bring us up some cookies.
Wow, I love cookies.
All right.
Huh. I guess not everything is a mystery after all.
Come on!
Okay, here I... Wait, what's this on the table?
Oh, that's my broken music box.
A broken music box?
Was this a simple accident? Or did someone destroy my new best friend Amara's music box on purpose? This sounds like a case for...
Detective Catherine Cadbobo!
Nope, it was an accident. I dropped it on my foot.
Case closed!
The end!
Bobo!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
First of all, a shout out to Rosie, a 10-year-old from Massachusetts who wrote the story, The Battle of the Wagon Dragons. I love this story for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the number of times we get to hear the words wagon and dragons. Here's just a taste. A kid loved some dragons. The dragons rode wagons. They were wagon dragons. The wagon dragons, while riding their wagons, started chasing and tagging some other big wagons. Alliteration. I love it! Up next, from a 10-year-old from Colorado named Jason, this next story might have my favorite title of the week. It's called, Wake Up, Buddy! I love a title that screams at you, literally. Jason's story features a penguin who enjoys waking up the other animals with cymbals. Does the penguin end up pushing his luck? Does he try to wake up an animal that a penguin should not be messing with? Are there consequences? Maybe, maybe, and maybe. I've said too much. Up next, from a 4-year-old from Wisconsin named Nate, it's the animal gymnastic team. Now, just when you thought a wild animal doing gymnastics was the silliest thing that you would hear in this story, you'll just have to wait and see how many wild animals do gymnastics in this story. It's more than one. It's less than a billion. That's all I'll say. You'll have to read the rest to find out. Oh yeah, and there might be some trampoline seed drops. I'm just saying. And finally, from a 7-year-old from Ireland named Fia, it's the pelican who couldn't fly. In Fia's story, a pelican unable to fly has to overcome her own self-doubt and in the end, find support in the most unlikely of places. To find out, you can read Fia's story and all of our roll call stories at storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Veda, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbeta. Detective Catherine Catt was adapted by Jordan Myrick and features performances by Carly Shiraki, Leslie Kareen, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Addie Wyridge. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Wow, what a great story. I wish my thoughts were as dramatic as those.
What Peter didn't realize is sometimes they were, but he had the bad habit of not listening to his own thoughts.
What was I thinking about? Boy, I get distracted easily.
He sure did. What people don't realize is that Peter has very intellectual and deep thoughts. Just what comes out of his mouth isn't always so...
I wonder if I could eat a house.
Peter, no, do not try to eat a house.
I bet it would be fun.
It would not be fun. It's impossible, and you will hurt yourself.
Oh, what was I just thinking about?
Not eating a house. That you were thinking about not eating a house.
Do I want to eat a house?
Oh, why did I remind you? Think about sleeping. Sleeping's good.
No, I'm too tired. I guess I'll eat a house tomorrow.
No, don't. Just go to sleep. Oh, Peter.
I'm dreaming about eating houses.
Oh, Peter. Please don't eat houses. Although I will say, all that talk of eating has made me hungry. Good thing Peter's thoughts also have snacks. Wow. This is good. What is this?
A house? Ugh! How am I eating a house? I'm thoughts.
Boy, this is weird. Oh, Peter.